the newest filtered milk, ultra filtered milk, that is, and half and half. And the president and COO of the company, Peter McGinnis, is joining us now. Peter, good morning. So talk to us about why you guys are expanding into these new product lines. Why now? And why did you choose these two particular categories?
Yeah, I mean, we've been expanding beyond yogurt, as you know, and I'm glad that you said partially known for yogurt. For the last couple of years, first it was oat milk, then it was coffee creamers, then it was RTD, multi-serve coffee. And the latest is half and half and ultra-filtered milk, two exciting categories, one about $1 billion addressable, the other over three. And so these are exciting categories to get into that are ripe for disruption. Ultra-filtered milk is growing 37%. It's value-added milk. It's essentially, if you think about it, it's high-protein, low-sugar milk that's lactose-free. It's got very similar characteristics to Greek yogurt. And when we got into Greek yogurt 13 years ago, it was dominated by traditional yogurt that was higher in sugar, lower in protein. Greek yogurt inverse that, and it was higher in protein, lower in sugar. And that's really what ultra-filtered milk is. It's functional, delicious milk that's good for you, protein-packed with 50% less sugar than regular milk.
Peter, who is the main, is Coke's main, Coke's Fairlife your main competitor here, and how do you wrestle market share from them?
By putting out a great product from a great brand that's known, loved, and trusted. And so, you know, look, we're familiar to formidable competition. When we got into yogurt, we were up against two juggernauts, General Mills and Danone. These are multinational conglomerates. And, you know, we performed quite well over the past 13 years. And we really like our odds in this space too. You know, look, I think the branded house helps too. This is Chobani ultra filtered milk. And that brand carries, like I said, a lot of trust. It's known, it's beloved. It stands for quality, and the product's great. It's got 20 grams of protein, which is the most protein in the segment, while being 50% less sugar and being lactose free. And one of the biggest food megatrends in the United States, and it has been for a very, very long time, is high protein, low sugar. That's what people want. And this has 20 grams. So you can make a pancake with it and suddenly you have high protein pancakes. You can make smoothies and everything becomes high protein with this product, which is fantastic.
So Peter, the more product lines you get into, the more milk you have to source. And so as sure. We know, everybody's having supply chain problems all over the place these days. So how are you guys addressing that sourcing and also the cost of that sourcing?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think Chobani, you know, we're not immune to inflation and supply chain challenges, just like any company. I'd like to think we're better prepared. And so we produce over 95% of our products in-house. So we have an in-house supply chain where we can control the supply, we can control the quality, and we have long-term contracts with suppliers. And we have backup suppliers and backup to the backups. So we've been able to navigate inflation and supply chain better than most. So our in-stock rates are very high and our service rates are very high. We've been in the mid-90s since the beginning of the pandemic, where many of our competitors, depending on the category, are in that high 70s, mid-80s. And so this is, you know, it's just strong execution to deliver the products on time and in full, with a backdrop where demand is unprecedented. Demand is very, very high across our portfolio, whether you look at our yogurt growing 16 to 17% in Nielsen. These are some of the highest growth rates we've seen, to oat milk in the 75 to 80% growth. We're the fastest growing oat milk brand in the country, and to coffee creamers around 80% as well. So very, very strong demand, and it is tricky on the supply chain side of things, but we're navigating it really well. And I'm proud of the team, and I'm proud of the plan that we're executing against.
Yeah, Peter, that is looks to be continued strong demand. Do you think, or are you seeing anything in your data that would suggest consumers are back to hoarding products? Because we are still in the middle of a pandemic.
That's a great question, Brian. There may be some hoarding going on, but not perishable products. And again, I want to just underscore the fact that everything I've talked to you about, whether that be ultra-filtered milk or coffee creamers or oat milk or yogurt, is in the refrigerated perimeter. And that's a strategic area that we are in deliberately. It's an area we know well. There's many synergies from a sales perspective and a retail execution perspective and a shelf perspective. And this perishable part of the supermarket has the highest traffic, has the highest basket ring, is the most dynamic in the supermarket. So it's where you want to be. And we just continue to innovate within that refrigerated perimeter. And the brand has credibility to do that and permission to do that. But we don't see any hoarding on the perishable side of things because people just have limited refrigeration space at home.
And stuff does go bad, to your point, eventually.
Stuff does go bad.
You can't hoard that much stuff forever. Yeah. Peter, finally, before I let you go, got to ask you about the IPO because you guys have filed. We know it's happening. Do we know when it's happening? Can you give us a hint? Can you give us a range? Can you give us a ballpark?
I admire the try, and it's and I totally admire it, but I can't talk about the IPO right now. All I can say is that we're focused on continuing to drive the business and perform and grow and steal share and get these new categories to where they need to be. And we're super encouraged where we are, but there's more work to be done. We've had explosive innovation, and we're just focusing on making that successful and continue to perform in a pretty tough environment. And like I said, we like our odds and chances, and we're just focused on the business right now.
Well, thanks for coming on, talking to us about this update. We look forward
to
any further updates on that front too. Peter McGinnis, Chobani President and CEO, COO. Good to catch up with you. Appreciate it.